الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه، إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه، فهو في عيشة راضية. صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every bounty and favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. To begin our discussion, let's take a brief moment to analyze and highlight some of the great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are experiencing right now as we are seated here. Number one, the best condition for a believer to ever, for a human being to be in, is in a condition of iman, that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first condition that we find ourselves in a state of iman, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the best condition for a human being. And then we look at the earth and we ask the question, what is the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا, that the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth is the masajid, and we are present in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second ni'mah and the bounty that we enjoy. And then we look at days, the best of all days. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, the best day in which the sun can rise is the day of Jumu'ah. So that's the third ni'mah that we are experiencing right now. And then we look at another state, we ask another question, that we are in the best of all months. Which month we are in? We're in the best of months, and that is the month of Ramadan. So there's so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy, but I thought I'd just highlight these four. One is we're in a condition of iman. Second is we're in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third is we are witnessing this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And fourthly, we're in this beautiful month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us the good fortune of witnessing 24 days of this blessed month of Ramadan. How many they were? That at the first of Rajab, they also read the dua like us, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. But right now they are no longer present in this world. They also recited the dua with us. How many they were that were present on the first of Sha'ban, then reading Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, and they never see the month of Ramadan? And how many they were that even saw the first day of this month of Ramadan, but on this 24th day they are no longer in this world? This month of Ramadan is a great gift and a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have enjoyed 24 days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirah. Currently we are in the highlight or the pinnacle of the month of Ramadan, the third portion, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقُ مِنَ النَّارِ. The final portion of the month of Ramadan is the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free souls from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every one of us from amongst those fortunate individuals that gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Now, with regards to Ramadan, there's so much that we can say. We enjoy 10 days of Allah's mercy, 10 days of Allah's maghfirah, and now we are for the fourth day of the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Then we stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Taraweeh Salah. And this, why I'm speaking about this is because these are only the virtues and the blessings that are coupled with the month of Ramadan. So, excluding all the other ibadah that we have done so far in this month of Ramadan, all the tilawat of the Quran, all the dua, all the adhkar, let's look at fasting, let's look at Taraweeh Salah, and let's just look back at this month so far. 24 days have passed. Of the 24 days that have passed, if we only focusing on the Taraweeh Salah, then 480 times we recited Suratul Fatiha. So if you look at Surah Fatiha, there's a dua that a person makes, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. You're saying, oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. So 480 times in the month of Ramadan, in the condition of Salah, you begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Now we're highlighting this because even if we acknowledge it or not, this is how close everybody has already moved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how much we have already achieved in this month of Ramadan. So 480 times we begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance by reciting that Surah Al-Fatiha. And then when we look at ruku'ah, how many times did we bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, 480 times, only the Taraweeh Salah. We're not talking about the Witr, we're not talking about the Nafil, we're not talking about the Isha Salah. To bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once is a great fortune for a human being. 480 times now you have bowed down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you made that ruku', you said, Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem. What a wonderful glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you said it three times every time, a minimum of three times each time that you made a ruku'. So over the last 24 days of the month of Ramadan, you would have at least recited Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem 1,440 times in this month of Ramadan. Now this is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to do this. It's not something that we should ever take for granted. Let's move on now to sajdas. Shaitan refused to make one sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence he was rejected and banished from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for eternity. Because he never make one sajda. Now let's just look again only at the Taraweeh Salah. How many times did we put our forehead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? 960 times we made sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put our head on the ground. We were so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, only in the Taraweeh Salah. And there, each sajda, you said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. You glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to you, my Lord. You are al-A'la, you are the highest. This is my position as a slave. My forehead is on the ground. Oh Allah, you are al-A'la. You praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala three times in each sajda. So 2,880 times you said Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. This is how much we've already achieved in this month of Ramadan. And for the 24 days that have passed, every day and every night of the month of Ramadan, you enjoyed the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly making dua for you as an individual. Every day, the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wal malaikatu tastaghfiru lahum fi kulli yawmi wa layla. The malaika make dua for the people who are fasting every day and every night in the month of Ramadan. So already these are great ni'mats and virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us with. But inshallah, our topic of that was just to briefly explain to us what we've achieved so far in this month of Ramadan. But now we move on to our topic of discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly in the Quran speaks about the book of deeds that will be presented to insan on the day of Qiyamah. In various verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to it. And as believers, it is our iman that when we leave this world and we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will receive that book of deeds. And we know that if we receive it in our right hand, then this will signify a person's success and his entry into Jannah. And Allah forbid if a person gets that book of deeds in his left hand, then this signifies destruction and ruin for eternity for that person. This is briefly what we know. But if we look at the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about us receiving our book of deeds in our right hand, and Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. For that person who gets his book of deeds in his right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَاءُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Now if we open Tafsir al-Qurtubi and we look at what he says under this verse, then he says that this verse of the Quran is for all those individuals who were leaders and initiators of good or either bad. Now if we really look at the system of the world, it's either we are influencing people or somebody is influencing us. There's nobody that can say, I'm not influenced by anybody, neither am I influential over somebody else. Everybody will find themselves in one of the two categories. It's either you influenced by an individual, or if you have influence over other people, or your associates, your friends, whoever they might be. So he says that, إِذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ رَأْسًا فِي الْخَيْرِ. If a man by chance is an initiator of good, he's a leader in good, he does good deeds, people follow him, everybody is with him. So if he's an initiator of good, then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be raised up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nudiya bi ismihi wa ismi abaihi. He will be called by his name and his father's name, hatta taqaddam, until he comes forward before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the tafsir mentions, wa yukhriju lahu kitabun abyad. A white book will be presented to this individual. A white book will be given to him. And then he says, "Fi batinihi as-sayyi'at." At the beginning of this book will be all the person's faults and weaknesses. All his sins will be recorded. وَفِي ظَاهِرِهِ الْحَسَنَاتِ. And at the back of the books will be all his good deeds. Now the person will begin reading the book of deeds. And what he begins with? He's beginning with his weaknesses. He's beginning with his sins. And a person will read, فَيَشْفَقُ عَلَيْهِ. And now he will get shocked. He'll get worried. وَتَغَيَّرَ لَوْنُهُ. His face will change color. In fact, before that it says, وَيَصْفَرَ وَجْهَهُ. His face will turn pale. He will completely change color. Why? Because he's reading his sins. And he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is reading it. Allah in another place of the Quran says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. We will take out for insan on the day of Qiyamah an open book. And Allah will say, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. You read your own book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You enough to take reckoning for yourself. So read your own book. Now a person is reading all his sins. This is how I disobeyed Allah. This is the wrong that I did. This is the other wrong that I had done. And his face will change color and he will become extremely worried. حَتَّى بَلَغَ آخِرُ الْكِتَابِ. Until he reaches the end of the first portion. And when he reaches the end of the first portion, then he will find a statement written there. هَذِهِ سَيِّئَاتُكَ. These are your sins. قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. I have forgiven all. Allah has forgiven all your sins. And when a person reads the statement, وَيَفْرَحُ عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَرْحًا شَدِيدًا. He will become extremely ecstatic. Now imagine, one is a person called to task in this world, and he has to acknowledge his faults, let's say for example, in front of a court, or in front of a group of people. How hard it will be if a person has to stand up right now in this congregation in front and say, you know what, I'm a sinner, I did something very wrong, I'm asking all of you all for maaf, but I'm acknowledging this is the wrong that I had done. A person will feel ashamed, a person will feel embarrassed. Because he has to stand up in front of people and his faults have to be exposed. Now imagine we're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that book, every deed of ours is recorded. La yughadiru. A person will, when he will look at the book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, he will say, Ma li hadha al-kitab. He will say, what is wrong with this book? La yughadiru saghiratan wa la kabiratan illa ahsaha. It hasn't left out any big deed, it hasn't left out any small deed. Every single thing is recorded in this book of deeds. Nothing it has missed out. Now this person, when he reads, Allah has forgiven all his deeds, he will become extremely happy and ecstatic. And now he'll continue reading the book and he comes to his good deeds. And each time he reads his good deeds, he will become more happy and more joyous. Because he knows now that he has passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he will read all his good deeds. And then when he finishes reading his good deeds, there will be a message there for him as well. And then Allah will say, هَذِهِ حَسَنَاتُكَ. These are your good deeds that you did in the world. قَدْ ضَوْعَفْتُ لَكَ. I'm doubling all your good deeds. Whatever is there, you will get double the reward of that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce to this man that now go back and all those people who you had influence over, go back and tell them, أَنَّ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. For every one of them is the same reward that you're getting. But before that, this person now, he will be brightened. At first when he was reading his sins, his face had turned color, he was gone pale. Now his face is beaming with joy, the blood is full in his body. Allah will honor him with clothes of honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower him with special noor. And now he will go back to his people. Now there's a big difference when he had left and now when he's coming back. So he comes back and he goes to his people and they look at him and they say, Man anta, you look different, who are you? So he says, Ana ibn Fulan, I'm the same person that just left you all just now, I just finished my hisab. And then this person will tell his followers and his people that Allah has sent me to tell you all that for every one of you all will be the same reward that I had gotten. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. The one who is given his book of deeds in his right hand. Now this is the time he will come back to his people and he will say, هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. O people, read my book. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيًا. I was sure and certain in the world that I would have to meet this reckoning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Allah says that this person will be in absolute bliss and happiness, the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when all the people receive the same reward, then the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows up and says, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. You all now must eat and enjoy because of what you'll have done in the worldly life. Because of what you had sent forth fi ayyamid dunya, when you were in this world. This month of Ramadan, we have achieved so much already. We need to do more to secure that book of deeds coming in our right hand. We need to do more to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now what happens if Allah forbid the opposite of this happens? There the commentator of the Quran mentions, إِذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ رَأْسًا فِي الشَّرِّ. When a man is an initiator of bad and evil, and he has people following him, then he also will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same, he will be called by his name and his father's name until he is brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And يَا وَيُخْرِجُ لَهُ كِتَابٌ أَسْوَدٌ. For the believer, for the good man, it was a white book. Now a black book will be taken out. And black book is not something that's unfamiliar to us. Many of us might recall when we were in school, then there was a black book there as well. And if you had done something wrong or you were in the process of doing something wrong, then the warning would be that your name will go down in the black book. Now that was yesteryear. How far-fetched that will be for today's youngsters. That time, the mere statement that you tell a child, your name will go down in the black book, was enough to set him straight and to change the condition. Imagine today you tell a youngster in school, your name is going to go down in the black book. He'll say, can I autograph it as well? Or you want to put my pic as well? No problem. It will mean absolutely nothing to him. But once upon a time, that was enough to put a person straight in line. It's very, very sad that ummah whose foundation is built on adab and respect in every aspect of life. Our deen is built on adab and respect, yet it's diminishing from our society so greatly. Yet it's disappearing like we can't believe. Ask any educator and he'll tell you what a world of difference there is between 10 or 15 years ago and currently the situation with our youngsters. There's no control, there's no etiquette, there's no respect. It's not lost entirely, alhamdulillah, there is those outstanding individuals that still hold on to these wonderful aspects of life. But on the whole, we regress in at a very, very fast rate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to go back to the drawing board and see what beautiful etiquettes our deen has and see where we've gone wrong. A poet said, مَنْ لَمْ يُؤَدِّبُهُ وَالِدُهُ أَدَّبَهُ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. That person whose parents don't teach him etiquette, the world will teach him etiquette, and we can see what etiquette the world teaches. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to think about this and to try and initiate some good to change this current situation inshallah. But this black book now will be taken out for this person. And then, fi batinihi al-hasanat. This book will start with the person's good deeds. Wa fi zahirihi as-sayyat. And then his evil deeds will follow. But for the believer, he started with his weaknesses and with his sins. Now this is a criminal, this is a man who is already so fearful of the day of Qiyamah. Now he will start reading the black book and he starts with his good deeds. So a person will read this and then he will think to himself, أَنَّهُ سَيَنْجُو. He will think, hey, no, looks like I was worried for nothing. Looks like there's a chance for me here. Because I'm only seeing all my good. And he will read and he will read and he will read. حَتَّى بَلَغَ آخِرَ الْكِتَابِ. Until he reaches the end of this book. And there will be a statement, هَذِهِ حَسَنَاتُكَ. This is the good that you did do in the world. There's people that do good in the world. But Allah says, this good is now rejected and we're giving it back to you. We haven't accepted it. So you did the deeds, but it's back to you. We haven't accepted any of it. Allah speaks again in the Quran, أَلَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those whose efforts were wasted in the worldly life. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They thought they were doing fantastic deeds. Very good. They were getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here it said that these are your good deeds. We're sending it back to you. We're giving it back to you. And now the man, when he reads this, he will become extremely grieved and full of sorrow. And then he will start now with his sins. Sin after sin. Sin after sin. And when he reaches the end of that part, then he will find the statement that these are your sins and this is all that you have. And now this person's face will really change color. This person will be, now he will know that he is doomed to destruction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Nanda, go back now and tell all those people that followed you and that were behind you, for them is exactly the same that you have gotten. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, when a person gets his book of deeds in his left hand, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ. He will say, woe to me, I wish I had never gotten this book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. I wish I never knew what was this reckoning. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. He will curse himself, he will say, how I wish I remain dead. Woe to me, destruction be upon me today. So those book, that book is being recorded. Every good that we do is going in that book. Every wrong that we do is going in that book. And we are going to receive that book. And every one of us are going to read that book. But it's very, very important what goes in that book. And we have this wonderful month of Ramadan in front of us for us to make sure that as much good as possible goes in that book for us to secure the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we read in, we will see what we have done in the world. We make dua that Allah accept whatever we have done in this last 24 days of this month of Ramadan. Every sajda we made in the month of Ramadan. Every takbir we made in the month of Ramadan. Every subhana rabbi al-azim we said in this month of Ramadan. Every dua we made in this month of Ramadan. We have already moved so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were fortunate to see 24 days. We have a few days left in this month of Ramadan. This is no time for any laxity whatsoever. This is a time for us to really step on the gas, if we can put it that way. We need to really engage that nitrous button now, because time is running out. 24 days have passed so fast. Just a few days ago we received the message outlining the virtues of the month of Ramadan, that 4 weeks of blessing, so many hours of Allah's mercy, so many seconds, it was broken down into seconds. But that was just a few days ago. Now we have few hours left in this month of Ramadan. We need to ask ourselves, how much have we done so far in this month of Ramadan? The time has come for us to really go for it, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have the last weekend ahead of us in this month of Ramadan, then definitely this is not a weekend for us to waste. And neither is it a weekend for shopping. It's very sad, where has this commercial aspect come in this month of Ramadan? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not in any way discourage in any person's business. As our deeds are multiplied so many times in the month of Ramadan, every farz deed you do is multiplied 70 times. So we make dua, Allah bless everybody's wealth 70 times in this month of Ramadan. But there's a time and place for everything. The only thing that's on special right now is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that's on special so far is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only specials we need to look at. That's the only deals we need to go for. It's not a time for anything else. All our Eid clothes and Eid gifts, we must do that before the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is for us to just go for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To go for that Jannah, to be from those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven. To be from those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers with His mercy. Let us make ourselves worthy of that honor that on the last night of the month of Ramadan, it's announced to us that now all your sins are forgiven. All your evil deeds have changed to good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you and Jannah is yours. We have few days left in this month of Ramadan. We really need to make the best of it. We need to do as much as we can to secure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And we should make dua for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right now, as we enjoy the month of Ramadan in such a wonderful condition, do we know how the ummah is suffering across the globe? The Muslims in Syria, the Muslims in Palestine. How difficult it is, what hardship they're going through. People are losing their lives. We sit on the dastarkhan and we see so much of food in front of us. We stand in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with so much of safety and security. Yet they are going through so much of difficulty. So in this month of Ramadan, we need to make dua for the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change their condition. Make dua for ourselves, make dua for our children. This is shahrud dua. This is a month of dua. Make as much dua as you want. I know of many scholars, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, they have a practice that they say they use the month of Ramadan to make dua for whatever they want throughout their life and more specifically for that year. And they say that from experience they've seen that whatever duas they've made in the month of Ramadan, they've seen it come to fruition in their life. Every single dua they made in the month of Ramadan, they saw the barakah of that dua in their life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to grab onto this opportunity. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for our children. Make dua that we get that book of deeds in our right hand. Make dua we from those fortunate ones. And make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ever being taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. Ideally, we all wish that we are from that group of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that يَدْخُلُنَا الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. They will enter Jannah without any reckoning. Straight one-way ticket, go to Jannah, no questions asked. May Allah make us all from amongst them. But if we can't make it in that group, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are successful on the day of Qiyamah, and we get our book of deeds in our right hand. But for that to happen, we need to make effort for that book of deeds to come in our right hand. We need to capitalize on the remaining moments of this month of Ramadan, and we need to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts of whatever has been done so far in the month of Ramadan. So much of tilawa of the Quran has been made, so much of salah has been recited. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of that. And as we have started so many relationships so far in this month of Ramadan, we've built up such close bonds with that musalla. People have had their special place marked in the masjid. We have built up a relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. There's only a few days left in the month of Ramadan. Let us not abandon those relationships. Let's maintain those bonds that we have made. You know, every time you sit in the masjid in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's malaika that are making dua for you as an individual. Allahumma ghfirhu, Allahumma arhamhu. Oh Allah, forgive this man, Muhammad. Oh Allah, have mercy on him, Muhammad. So every day that angel is making dua for you for the whole time that you're in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't disappoint that angel after the month of Ramadan. Because he has become familiar with you, he knows your name. Now what happens? That malaika becomes so friendly with us, 30 days he makes dua for us. But the moment the moon of Eid is recited, then the sun of our deed set. Then that man is absent. That angel is waiting. Where's my friend? I waited for 1 month, we were here. And now he's no longer there. And this month of Ramadan is such a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's enjoy these last few days. You know that whenever that announcement is made, tonight will be the first Taraweeh. Instantly and spontaneously, you can feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can feel the barakah of Ramadan. It's something that you can't explain, but every believer feels it. And likewise, on the last day of the month of Ramadan, when that announcement is made that tomorrow will be the day of Eid, instantly you feel the absence of the month of Ramadan. It's an absolute clash of emotion. You don't know whether to cry out in joy that Allah has blessed you the day of Eid, or to lament in absolute sorrow that the month of Ramadan has now gone. This visitor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now departed, and not a single human being has any guarantee that he will see another month of Ramadan. All we have left right now is the 24 days that we have experienced and the remaining days of the month of Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. For the fasting person, there's two moments of absolute joy and ecstasy. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ. One joy and ecstasy every day he's experiencing when that adhan goes at the time of iftar. And you put that khajur in your mouth. You know, they say Ramadan is a month that food never ever smelled better. And food never ever tasted better than the month of Ramadan. You smell it a mile away. We know what that khajur tastes like when we first put it in our mouth. That water never ever tasted sweeter. So that's the first joy and ecstasy that we feel every day. But the main joy and the main ecstasy, وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. That joy and that ecstasy tomorrow when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to value our time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's efforts. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.